Welcome to the Father's Day. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. You can support the Father's Day by joining our membership program on YouTube or by going to locals.com and becoming a member right there. And I do appreciate it. Also, you can support us by going to jesseleepeterson.shop. And I do appreciate it. Very, very interesting guest today. I'm looking forward to talking to him. I have with me James Vick, and he is an author, MMA fighter, and a coach who competed in the welterweight and lightweight division of UFC. James, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I've been a fan of yours for years and happy to be here.
That's amazing, man. I appreciate that. Let me ask, did you grow up, when I see you fighting or I see other fighters, did you grow up thinking one day I'm going to be a fighter?
No, I always thought I was going to be a professional athlete, but I just changed careers. Like at first, I remember I used to love the WWE and I wanted to be a WWE wrestler. And then I wanted to play basketball. And then I grew up in a country town where they didn't really have a lot of options. Right. So there wasn't fighting at all. I didn't even start fighting until I was 20 years old. And from there, everything happened really fast after that.
And how does one make his body become accustomed to the punches and the hits and the kicks that you get? Was it hard to become accustomed to that?
Practice, just practice. I think fighters naturally have a different mindset, especially if you ever compete at a high level. And then practice, you learn how to take stuff the right way. Like if someone kicks you with the arms or the legs, and you get to learn how to adjust and position your body and just get over time, you get conditioned to it.
Oh, I see. When you were in high school, were you like a bully kind of a guy? So were you a tough guy?
No, I was very skinny, but I was always really mouthy. And I didn't really realize how bad I was when I was younger until I got older. And then I, did a lot of self-reflecting and I was really mouthy. I was a really skinny guy. I graduated high school. I was 6'3", 155 pounds walking around, like my walk around weight. So I was very skinny.
That's amazing. That is mind blowing. What's important to you?
Now would be my family, my two kids, and my team, my coaching, and my students and my fighters.
Yeah, I saw where you're now training others. Which you like better, fighting or training?
Honestly, probably fighting. I mean, I love being able to, don't get me wrong, I love it, but it's like as a person that's been pretty self-driven, you can't really want it for someone else. And When I get more nervous when I coach fighters than I do myself, because at least when I'm fighting, I feel like I have somewhat of control. But when one of my fighters is fighting, it's on them, you know? Yeah. So just I like the individual being a fighter versus being a coach, you know? It's just, I mean, I love both, but if I had to pick one, the fighting was amazing.
And so are you still doing both? Are you coaching and fighting or just coaching?
Mostly just coaching now. I got my last fight. I got kicked in the head and it was bad. So I'm most likely done fighting and just going to coach full time.
Was it hard to make the adjustment?
Walking away from fighting has been very hard for me. Honestly, it's like for me, fighting was like my drug. It's like a drug. It's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. If you count amateur and pro combined, I have about 60 fights. And walking away from it was very hard. I mean, I've won fights. I knocked it out at Madison Square Garden one time, and that was like a high no drug could ever get you that high.
Yeah.
And then I've been knocked out on national TV before also. So and that's the lowest of lows. So it's the highest of highs and lowest of lows, and definitely hard to walk away from for me personally.
Yeah, I can imagine. So when a person gets knocked out, let's say you are knocked out, the whole world looking, is it embarrassing down on the floor?
So, well, at the time, you don't realize what's going on. Later on, for sure. For sure.
Okay. And you were a trash trash talker, right?
Not a ton. See, I really only talked trash to one guy in the UFC. It kind of went viral.
Right.
And then it backfired on me because I got knocked out. But I mean, looking back on it, if I wouldn't have talked trash, I would have had a fight. So I had a really good record in the UFC. And yeah. If I was the tallest guy in the world in my weight class, I was 6'3" fighting 155. And, at the time I was the tallest guy in the world in the weight class, and I was 9-1, and a lot of guys didn't want to fight me, and I wanted the opportunity. So, you know, close the mouth, don't get fed. And unfortunately, when I got the opportunity, I didn't deliver and it didn't do my part, but I had to do what I had to do to get the fight.
That's right. Do you regret trash talking about with this guy? Do you wish you had not done that now, or are you okay with that?
I mean, looking back on it, obviously, if I would have thought it was going to turn out the way it was, at the end of the day, I kind of had no choice. I mean, if without the trash talk, I don't get the fight, because I was scheduled to fight someone else before that, and then his opponent pulled out, and then I got the fight. I got to step in another corner like a month and a half later than when I was scheduled to fight already. So it was, if I wouldn't have talked the trash, I wouldn't have got the fight.
Yeah, I understand. Do you have anger?
Not as bad now as I have in my life. You used to. I was a very angry child. I was a very angry young man, for sure. Very. And it's weird because it's not necessarily like me losing my temper. It's like that. Like I wanted to be mad. You know, it's like I've just always been very confrontational my whole life.
And so,
I'm trying to change that.
You've tried to change that?
For sure, because now I have kids and I have to set an example. And I see the same thing happening with my son. He has a slight form of autism and he's very ADHD. And I see him get angry all the time. And looking back on it, I think clearly I had some of those issues as well. And, but you know, we weren't diagnosed back then in the 90s. And I just didn't know it. I remember just being so angry all the time. And I see that with my son, and I really try to talk him out of being angry and, you know, explain to him, you know, when it's communication barrier can be hard because he doesn't fully understand all of what I'm saying right now.
Right. And one of the reasons I ask about anger, is it better to be angry and be a fighter or not angry and be a fighter? Which one would do better, the angry fighter or the not angry fighter?
The thing is during fighting, I wasn't angry. It was a sport and I was treating professional. I'm talking about more like a personal life. I would get angry about stuff, but in training and stuff, like it, there's a ton of place for both. Like, I believe fighters should be, you know, if you get angry, just swing like a madman in an MMA fight, you're probably getting knocked out. It's not a street fight where it lasts 45 seconds and it's over. You have to go the distance. You have to be able to make it for 15 times in a professional MMA fight. So it's different. But there's been times, you know, where someone hits you hard or they talk trash to you and you come back at them for, you know, 10, 20 seconds. But it's never you're mad the whole 15 minutes of the fight or anything like that, because it's not sustainable.
That makes sense. Absolutely. And so now that you're done with the fighting part yourself, you're training, why don't you drop your anger?
I have for the most part. And I feel like I have. I have for the most part. Honestly, I feel like sometimes, like, you need to be stern as a man. So anytime I'm very much a loner. I don't hang out with a lot of people because I just don't do be good with disrespect. Everywhere I go, I'm very respectful. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Hold the door open for people. Very respectful and try to set a good example. But when someone disrespects me, my intention is I want to lose it. I want to get mad, you know, if I feel disrespected. So I just do a good job now of limiting myself and not being in certain places for that to happen.
Do you believe it's possible to live a life with no anger, zero anger, deal with life and live life without anger? Do you believe that's possible?
I think the people that try to go without getting angry, a lot of people most likely are just either put themselves in situations that are around good people where there's never any disrespect or anything like that, or they're going to suppress it and they're going to get depressed and have other issues versus just coming out and saying how they feel about a certain situation.
Right.
If that makes sense.
And so do you believe that it's possible to live a life with no anger?
If you can surround yourself with people that's not going to disrespect you, you can be mature, you know. I mean, there's ways, but I think you would have to be pretty familiar, kind of in a bubble to avoid anger 100%.
Really? And why do you believe that?
I just think that I think you're in charge of your own feelings, and if you're angry, for sure. But I just think that, I guess, when men come off as angry or scary to a degree, that's their intention. Like they feel like that's what needs to be done at that moment, if that makes sense.
Okay. I want to come back to the anger, but I wanted to ask you this. Of all the fights you've had, which one was your best fighter fight? Which one you walked away from and you said, amazing, that was a good fight. Who was that with?
I had a few of them. I fought a guy in Australia in 2014, and I did a fly knee, and then I choked him out, and I got a 50 grand bonus, and that was like an amazing memory. Until Australia took all big portion of the money in taxes, but it was an amazing experience for sure to win a $50,000 bonus when I come from where I come from and everything. And then I won it by knockout against a guy named Joe Duffy in Madison Square Garden, and that was a pretty big event for me as well.
Nice. So I want to go back to the anger. Do you have perfect peace?
What do you mean exactly, perfect peace?
Do you within yourself? Do you have perfect peace?
I feel like I'm very happy in life. Like, my life is going really good right now. And there it's just like anyone's life. There's been down times and up times. But right now, my life is going very well, and I'm very peaceful. I get to me and my kids' mother's not together, but I get to see my kids all the time. And I'm with my son 5 or 6 days. And, I feel very happy, and I'm at peace right now, for sure.
Oh, I got you. So you're not married, but you have a couple of children. It's all right.
Yes.
How many?
Two.
Right on, man.
The same mother.
Right on. And why are you never married? If you can say.
I'm not going to talk bad about my kid's mother. She's amazing. We have a good relationship, but everything, it just didn't work out.
Oh, okay.
I'll just leave it at that.
And how do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
I think we've gotten past that. She's been going to church a lot, you know, the last few years, the last like 3 years, like to the point she goes like 3 days a week and 2 or 3 days a week. And she's very, so we definitely try and make a point to not fight in front of the kids. And, hopefully we've gotten past that part.
And so are you a Christian?
So I believe in God, and I do pray. And it's hard for me to subscribe to some of the teachings in the Bible and stuff like that. And I just think that, my son is in a Christian private school. So I want my kids to be surrounded by that, because from my experience, a lot of the Christian people I've been around are good people, and they've affected my life in good ways, never in bad.
Right. And when you say there's some things you don't subscribe to in the Bible, can you give me one? I don't know. If you can, I totally understand. Are you able to give me one thing in the Bible that you don't agree with?
I just don't. I mean, I just think a lot of like not calling people out and stuff. Like in my past, I'm sure I've been accused of being judgmental quite a bit. I just feel like I come from a decently rough, poor background, and I don't feel sorry for people. I feel like other people have too much compassion for them. I think that there's a lot of people's problems are self-inflicted, and some of the things I just don't believe in turning the other cheek. I'm a fighter, you know. I don't believe in turning the other cheek. I don't believe in being disrespectful to people, but I allow you respect. It's a battle I have, you know.
Amazing. But you were raised a Christian, am I right?
Well, my family wasn't super religious, but we lived in a small town. We lived in multiple small towns, but the one, a good portion of my childhood was in a small town that had about 3,000 people in it. And there was a church there. We used to go to church, and I was a basketball player, and our basketball coach was amazing coach, Coach Sullivan, amazing guy, you know, helped a lot of us, you know, just with a good mindset at an early age. And every year when we played basketball, we would go to district, and we would have to go to a different church every Sunday as a team. So I've been to black churches, I've been to Hispanic churches, I've been to, you know, white Southern Baptist churches. Just I spent a good time from about seventh grade till about until I graduated high school going to church.
Amazing. So both your parents are black?
Black? No.
Oh, you're white. Not black?
No, sir, I'm not.
What are you?
I'm white, and I think I'm like Irish and German a little bit, and a little bit Native American as well.
Oh, from here you look like a light skin. You look like your parents could be mixed from here, but okay.
All my black friends are gonna laugh at you. Should.
It may be the haircut or something.
I said my hair started going thin on top, and I said I'm not gonna be that dude trying to hold on to my hair, so I had to let it go.
Amazing, nice, and so do you believe that women were created to lead or to follow?
I don't think a lot of women should be in leadership positions, for sure. I don't. I think that a lot of them, I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying a lot of them are very emotional, and it just tends to not turn out good.
And so do you believe they were created by God to lead? To follow or to lead?
I mean, honestly, more to follow.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, some of the women that watch this are not going to like that, but that's, I mean, yeah.
How come when men speak the truth about women, they're concerned if the woman going to like it or not?
I'm not that concerned. I'll be honest. I'm not that concerned. I think a lot of women in today's society have just been, I mean, no fathers around, and they've just been misguided in their lives, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of white, now that I know you're white, I didn't know you were white. I thought you were men. What the? What do you think about the attack upon white men, white people, but especially white straight men? White men are blamed for everything. Every loser blamed the white man for it instead of taking responsibility for their own life. What do you think about the attack on white men today?
I agree. I mean, I think it's like a crime to be a successful white man in today's world.
Yeah.
I don't see how white people are, you know, 10 or 12% of the world population, and we're the cause of all the problems in the world.
Right.
I definitely don't think that at all. I don't necessarily agree with a lot of that, Monday, for sure.
And so when you see this attack upon white men, you think what about it? What should be done, and how can we stop this?
Honestly, I don't know if I don't think there is going to be a stop to it. I don't see how a lot of the problems in the world today, I don't see how they ever get fixed.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of issues that I don't see have a solution to.
But if this attack continue on white men and white people, I don't know how it would end, because, as you know, this country belonged to white people. They founded this country. The white men founded it, and with the help of God, they created the greatest country in the world. And everybody and their mama trying to come here, and the others that are already here, especially the blacks, they are blaming, and white people are afraid to speak up for fear of call racism or something. If white people don't speak up, how will this thing end? How will it end if white people don't start speaking up?
I don't think all black people think that way, but I do have a lot of black friends, and you know, a lot of my I only hang out with people. Like, I'm the majority, probably a good 95, maybe even 100% of the people I associate with are through martial arts. And martial arts has everything. Martial arts has black people, Asian people, Hispanic people, white people. And so I don't really, you know, hang out with people that always subscribe to that philosophy. I'll say that. But I'm definitely, I have differences of opinion from some of my friends and stuff. But I mean, definitely, yeah, I think that's a big reason why Trump became so popular in the poor white community, because he was the first person that basically was like, am I allowed to cuss or am I in trouble?
You can
basically
curse.
The first person that basically should know, F you, I don't feel guilty for being successful and white.
Right.
I definitely think that that mentality, you know, needs to be adopted by some people. But also, I don't really blame minorities for that. A lot of it is the white liberals. I notice you talk a lot about black people because, you know, you're a black guy and everything. Why? Well, I despise white liberals. I mean, I can't stand white liberals.
Yeah.
And so they have a God complex. They think it's their job to save humanity, and often they know what's best. And I think a lot of minorities go along with that just because they think it'll move their agenda.
And so what's wrong with the blacks?
I mean, honestly, from the outside looking in, it looks like no fathers in the home.
Yeah.
But the black men that I associate with, the people that I associate with, are all martial artists, UFC fighters, jiu-jitsu coaches. Almost every friend I know is from martial arts. So I hang out with good people. I've been to the hood and I've boxed at hood gyms. I've been to different places and stuff like that. And I used to do my training camps in D.C., like Prince George County, Maryland, actually, right outside of D.C. And I would see the struggles of some of the people in the hood, and all I was thinking, well, this is exactly like the trailer park. It's the same type of struggle. I think they think oftentimes that it's exclusive to their area when it's not. Like, it's where I've lived in trailer parks or RV parks where I've seen the same shit, you know. And so the guys I associate with, the black men I associate with, are all amazing. And a lot of the ones, it's funny because a lot of the ones here in Texas all think the way I do. They're all Trump supporters and hate down with all this gay shit being pushed and all this, you know, tranny pedo stuff. And they're just not down with it. So a lot of the black men that I associate with think the same way.
And so, as far as you know, the blacks who are involved with martial arts and that type of stuff, do they tend to be more conservative?
Not more conservative, but definitely more. I mean, a lot of some of them, yeah, depend on where we're at. I think a lot of this is a region where, well, like a lot of the black men here in Texas that I know are very conservative. And then when my training camp where I used to do it in my DC, some of them were more left leaning, but it's really more just they're more the alpha males, like people who fight professionally or tend to be more manly and not down with some of this, you know, weirdo shit. Even if they vote Democrat, they're not down with the rainbow mafia and all that shit.
Oh, I got you. And so are you in Fort Worth, Texas right now, Dallas, Fort Worth?
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with South Oak Cliff?
Yeah, I've been over there boxing a couple of times, yeah.
And I lived over there for 6 months, or nearly 6 months. I went there to go to Bell and Howard electronic school over in North Dallas, and I didn't know much about the project. I had never lived in a project before, and so I stayed in Suffolk Cliff, and it was the project. It was bad. So I eventually moved over to North Dallas. How is Suffolk Cliff still ghetto-like, or has it changed? As far as you know.
I haven't been over there in a while, but Oak Cliff area has been known to be kind of ghetto, for sure.
Yeah. What a mess, huh?
Yeah. It's weird, though, because I don't really worry about stuff like that. Like, I mean, I can fight, and everywhere I go, I have a handgun license. Everywhere I go, I carry. So I don't really, I guess I just don't really, maybe I should be more open-minded and be aware, but I go places like that and don't even worry about it, to be honest with you.
Nice. That's amazing. So are you conservative or liberal?
Oh, I definitely not liberal. I mean, you know what? I'm not even necessarily hardcore right wing conservative. I'm just anti-liberal. Like, I just can't stand what these people, like, I don't agree with what these people stand for.
Yeah.
They're supporting all these tranny pedos. Like, these people are pedos. I don't think that I'm guilty of anything for being a poor white guy who literally fought my way out of poverty. I don't subscribe to that. I don't think I just don't think a lot of their philosophies, I will never buy into the liberal philosophies. I have some libertarian views as well, but I will never, like, I'm just more than conservative. I'm anti-liberal.
Oh, I see. And so did you vote for the Great White Hope?
Yeah, I'm a Trump supporter for sure. I'm definitely a big Trump supporter.
Right on. And what do you think about how he's doing so far? This is March 2025. How's he doing so far, in your opinion?
It's only been a couple of months. I just think that, I think no matter what, even if he went about in office, but since he did, I just don't think that we're getting out of the situation we're in with the national debt, with everything going through the roof. There's no real solution to this.
No.
And why do you think Bitcoin has went so high in the last 10 years? Why do you think the price of gold has went up? Like, I was checking the spot price of gold in 2020 was $2,000 an ounce. Now it's $3,000.
Wow.
So it's been up 50% in 4 years. Like, people that study this stuff and pay attention, and I've just started doing this the last few years, understand that there really ain't no way out of this. So I would say at least he's closing the border. At least he's I don't agree with the Middle East stuff and all that. You know, I don't really honestly, I don't give a shit about foreign countries. I want America first. I'm a nationalist. Big time. I'm an American.
Right.
And I want America. See, I don't give a shit about the rest of the world, to be honest with you.
Well, I believe that he's going to make things a little more comfortable in America, and that he will bring back jobs. He will shut down the borders. He will hopefully get rid of the illegal alien and all this drug and stuff that come into our country. But I don't think we're ever going to get my country back, because in order to get a country back, you have to change the hearts of the people. Changing the material world doesn't change the heart. And right now, human beings are wicked. Well, they have always been wicked, but they're evil. They have no love and respect for one another. They're violent, and there's just no love in America today. And I never imagined that it could get... I grew up in Alabama on a plantation, and during that time, under the Jim Crow law, but black people, white people, all people respected one another. They treated each other the way that it would like to be treated. That is gone now, and I see nothing but hell on earth. And I just think that's going to get worse instead of getting better.
Yeah, I agree. I don't see there's not a solution to the problems that are out here. With marriage, with divorce, yeah. With the court system, the fact that criminals are just allowed to run our country, and.
Yeah.
And I've become a big fan in the last, year or so of the El Salvador president.
Oh yeah.
I'm a huge fan of his. Like, I'm tired of the criminal running our country and with no repercussions.
Yeah.
It's honestly disgusting, because real motherfuckers ain't afraid of these criminals. It's just the law protects them more than us. You know what I mean? It's sad to see. Like, I don't know if you heard about the situation with the former UFC champion Cain Velasquez.
What happened?
This is something that I hope, get some eyes and people will bring this up, because a lot of people in the MMA community are talking about this. Cain Velasquez was a UFC heavyweight champion, and his son went to a daycare with this lady and her, and I believe it, and don't quote me exactly on the details, but basically his 4-year-old son was molested by a criminal that was out on bail under protective custody, under home arrest with an ankle monitor on, and she went to go shoot the guy and shot at the guy. He shot the guy. It now he just received 5 years of prison for it yesterday. It's announced out of sentence. So a man that's doing nothing but trying to avenge the horrible things that have happened to his son from a pedophile goes to prison for 5 years. This is a sick world we live in that something like that should even be possible.
I had not heard anything about that. I'm not familiar with that story at all. That's amazing.
It's a very big story, because he was a UFC heavyweight champion. He knocked out Brock Lesnar. I mean, it was a big deal, and it's disgusting that someone goes to prison for something like that. Why this dude had already been in trouble for being a pedophile before. It's like, why do our tax dollars have to pay for these people, these sick old pedophiles to go to jail? I'm all for like harsh punishment on these murderers and rapists and criminals. Like I want public execution. That's what these people need.
Would that report it in the media or stuff like that?
Yeah, you can look it up. It's okay. It's a, yeah. for sure. And just a, his symptoms just great. This happened yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish him well, man. I am not aware of that. So you're for shutting down the borders and all that, right?
For sure, for sure. We already have enough criminals in America. Why don't we need to start world criminals? You know, it's let's be realistic. Only a certain amount of people here can even can defend the other people against against these criminals.
Yeah,
like it's if it would have stayed with the pace involved with the amount of illegal criminals coming to our country, it was only a matter of time before civilians would have had to take arms against these people.
Right.
At some point. And that sounds crazy, but I mean, 20 million people in 4 years, that's like a good portion of like 5%+ of our entire population of our country.
That's amazing. Will you ever run for politics?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm sticking with martial arts, sticking with what I know. Martial arts, stock market, and crypto.
But we need men like you in politics who are not afraid, to speak up and then enforce the law and deal with it. Why not, Ron? We need men like you in politics.
It wouldn't be worth it, honestly. There's every man, it seems like every man who gets successful and tries to basically fight against the system gets accused of rape from someone 20 years ago that every fucking is. Like it's very risky to try and cheat us, and I don't need those problems. It's always something, you're in all sense you're going to come out of the woodwork, and it's not worth it.
I totally understand that. Let me ask: were you raised by your father and mother together?
Yes, I was.
And who were you closer to, your mother or your father?
I love my dad, and I'm not going to speak bad about him publicly or anything. But he was an alcoholic, and that we didn't get along very well, and me and my mom were super close.
You and your mother super close?
And I always hear you talking about how, a lot of people need to forgive their mothers. And I went through a phase that I had to kind of forgive my father. But I honestly can't say one bad word about my mom. My mom was married to my dad for 56 years. And they raised 6 kids together. And just an amazing mom, for sure.
And have you forgiven her?
No, I never have no reason to forgive my mom, to be honest with you. Like, my mom has never did nothing but be on my side 100%.
Really?
My mom has been amazing, supportive of moving.
And so you haven't forgiven her for playing victim and turning you against your father?
I definitely don't think that was the case. Like I said, I'm not going to speak bad about my family.
Right.
Would be... But my dad, we didn't see eye to eye, and he was an alcoholic, and but my mother, I mean, honestly, my mom was always on my, it was more my mom sticking up for me against my dad, versus me sticking up for her against him, so it wasn't necessarily her turning him against me, so right. It was never like that, Like I love my, I love my mom so much. We're as close as a mother and a son to me.
And so when you were growing up, and you would see how difficult it was for your father to deal with your mother because he was difficult. It gave him a hard time. When did you think about that? When you saw how difficult she was, you wouldn't obey your father. She made it difficult. And so he got mad and became a drunk. How did you feel knowing that she was difficult for him to deal with?
I didn't see it that way, sir. I didn't see it that way. No one made him do his stuff. I really have no ill will at all toward my mom, and never have, never will. And then I was angry with my dad when I was younger and in my 20s. And also I was just an angry, disturbed kid. Was angry all the time. And, in the last 2 years of my dad's life, me and him really bonded really well. We went hunting and fishing and did a lot of trips together and stuff. So it was more me trying to, get over my childhood from him. Definitely not my mother, though.
But so your father has expired?
Yeah, he passed away a few years ago, yes.
May his soul rest in peace. Your mother still living?
Yes, sir.
And so one of the things that your father found difficult in dealing with you was because you had identified with your mother. And so you saw him and treated him the way your mother treated him. And that's why he dealt with you in that way, because it's like dealing with the same spirit in his mother, in your mother. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. My mom used to always say we would always argue because I was a lot like my dad. He kind of had a temper as well. And, you know, looking back on it, there was a lot of things he did set a good example for. And you know, I'm glad things were like my dad was very, I've been very confident my whole life. Like I was very disturbed as a young man where I thought everybody else was the problem. So because of that, that made me confident, right? But also I saw my dad walk around with the utmost confidence everywhere he went. He hit himself a specific way. And that rubbed off on me some as well. So I really had only ever had good. I mean, of course, me and my mom argued about petty stuff and small stuff, but I never had issues with my mother at all.
And so she was perfect?
Not perfect, but like my mom was my biggest fan, biggest supporter, you know, I really have no ill will at all towards my mother.
Right. One last thing about her. What are those little things that she would irritate you about? You know, like, you know, sometimes she would get on your nerve and you wish that she would stop or don't do it or don't say it, but she continued to do it anyway. Can you give me an example of that?
I mean, it was the small things. Like I remember one time a girl called my phone. Like we had house phones back then, right? In the 90s and
landline.
So then call the phone, and then my mom was listening in the background at one time and stuff like that. But nothing. And then I used to always complain. I told her when we grew up, I said, "Mom, I know we were poor, but we eat hamburger helper like 3 days a week." So I'm like, I don't want to eat that shit no more. So just stuff like that. I'm like, why are we always eating hamburger helper? But besides that, like honestly, no, I love my mom so much. I'm always boy.
And so why haven't you forgiven her for those little small things that irritate you? Even now, you know how she wants you to call her every day. She want to know your business. She want to be all involved in your relationships. Why haven't you forgiven her?
But honestly, my mom does. My mom over my family in general. Like I'm very private with my personal life, and like my parents. So since I'm 38 now, my entire life, my mom's only ever met two women that I've ever talked to in my entire life.
Nice.
I keep my life separate. You know, we have a big family, six kids, and like 18 or 20 grandkids now, and I keep. Like I keep my kids away from any of my personal life. I just keep it all separate.
Right on. You're doing the right thing by keeping your mother away from your personal life for sure.
My boy, you know what's funny? When my mom, she's probably gonna laugh when she watches this. But even if my mom knows, even if she chuckled me something, if I got my mind made up, I'm not gonna listen anyway. So she knows how I am.
Right on. Well, that's good, man. Do you support abortion?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not against it to a degree. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not super religious, and I don't think some of these people need to have kids. So some people don't need to have kids. And I think, you know, I've seen a poll that was like 73% or something like that of people in America are okay with first trimester abortions. I think I'm in a larger group of people that kind of think that way. I don't want some of these people reproducing. Like, all these liberals can have as many as they want, in my mind. I don't want these evil devil worshiping weirdos, pedophile sympathizers and shit reproducing.
And so are you for abortion or against abortion?
Honestly, I like at a certain point, like I don't think a 6 month someone that's 6 months pregnant should not have an abortion. So what is it? I guess first trimester. Was that the first 3 months? I guess I'm okay with it.
Really, and so if you got a woman pregnant and she decided, oh, I don't want this baby, or whatever, in the first 3 or 4 months, and she decided she wanted to kill your baby in the womb, you would be okay with that?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't have a choice.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't have a choice with the way things are nowadays. I mean, women, I feel like women have too much power in this country where they can do whatever they want to.
Yeah.
So I do agree with you on that. Like even if, what would happen if I wanted to have the kid? If she wanted to, it wouldn't be her fault. It's not mine at this point. That's messed up. I don't think that men should be in that position, but it's going to live.
And so would you be okay with her? I know you're right. Men don't have any say so anymore in America with these women. But would you be okay with her killing your baby in the first 3 or 4 months?
I mean, it would have to depend on the situation, obviously. Most likely not. But like I said, I wouldn't really have a choice on that.
But I'm not sure yet. Would you be okay with it?
I would most likely want to have. Yeah, I would want to have my kid. But I mean, another thing is like it, with some of these women out here, you know, I've been very safe from a sexual standpoint because I know women, when you're a man, got good chick left on in your life, there's a lot of women over the years that will try to trap you. And, you know, so I wouldn't want to be in one of those situations. But right. For sure, if it was someone I was with and I was serious with this person and that they tried to do that, then I would be 100% against it. Sure.
Were you a slut maker at one time?
I know my kids are going to watch this one day, so I'm going to like talking about that. But I've met some women in my day, yes.
So you're a slut maker.
I guess. Yes, sir, I guess.
Well, I understand you're not a slut maker now, but we all, I was a slut maker at one time. So we kind of grew up being slut makers. But eventually some men grow out of it. It sounds like you grew out of it, right?
Yeah, for the most part, I think so, yes.
So it sounds like you're still a little bit slut maker.
I mean, I said, I'm not married. Honestly, I have no interest in marriage at this point in my life. Maybe in 5 or 10 years, I change my perspective. But right now, I see no point in me. There's no reason why someone like me should get married.
Right on. I tell men that if they decide to get married, that they should never marry an educated woman because educated women do not make for good wives or good mothers. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I think that, when you say educated, most girls that are in college that have their own, you know, degrees and their own money and stuff, you're right. I agree with that they're not going to, they're going to be more career driven, almost like a man is.
Yeah.
So yeah, most likely they would, because if they want to be successful in their career, they're going to have to be selfish. So most likely they wouldn't be a good candidate for sure.
And would you recommend a man marry an educated woman, or would you do it? You let him do what he want, of course. But would you recommend, hey, do not marry an educated woman because educated women tend to think that they're equal to men. They want to go to work. They don't want to stay home and raise their children. They're jealous of men. Would you recommend to that man, hey, don't marry that woman. She's an educated woman. It's not going to work out.
I mean, everything's an individual case, but I honestly don't think marriage in America works right now.
Right.
Like the numbers are showing. So I wouldn't recommend anybody getting married unless there's serious stipulations of, you know, prenuptial agreements, or especially someone who's a little bit successful for sure. I wouldn't recommend it because the court systems favor them. You're not going to get your kids. It's just like, and I don't mean this bad, like women in our country have too much power. The individual woman does not, but as a collectively they do. I mean, I know multiple people, friends, family that are having problems seeing their kids because of the court systems favor them. I know four different people here in Dallas-Fort Worth area. One of them is a UFC fighter, actually, that have all been accused of rape and got acquitted of all charges, and nothing happened to these women. These men are perfectly innocent. And this is just in Dallas-Fort Worth, not including all the world I've traveled. Just here in this area, these men have been accused of rape. Their names have been tarnished. One guy's career got put on hold for 2 years, and he beat the charges. They got dismissed, and nothing happened to these women. Like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
So the power dynamic has been too far to their side now.
I agree. Why are women so evil? Have you noticed that women are evil?
I mean, I think people in general are evil. I don't think all women are evil. I mean, obviously, I have a mother, sisters, and stuff like that. But I think a lot of them don't make good decisions. I don't think a lot of people in general don't make good decisions. And a lot of women get by with not having to pay for their decisions. They expect others to pay for it.
And so have you noticed that they're evil, that women are evil?
I mean, I don't necessarily think they're evil. I think a lot of them are just bad at making decisions. They're not good to get out of the character. Everything's everyone else's fault. So I think it just depends on the situation. I do think there's definitely evil women. There's evil men. There's evil people. Sure.
You know why women are evil?
Do what?
You want me to tell you why women are evil? All women are evil. Why? All of them are evil.
Why?
Because the God above is the man's God, and the God below is the woman's God. And the woman has the spirit of evil that's passed down to her from Eve, generation after generation. And that spirit of evil, because it's not her, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in her. And that's why God said we must be born again. Because even men, everyone who born of the woman, they must be born of the father, of the spirit of the father, right? Because the woman's spirit is evil. And if you notice, men who are angry, and all men are angry until they overcome their mothers, they think like a woman, they act like a woman, they become emotional like a woman. And that is because they have their mother's spirit. You become like what you hate. And the mother traumatized the kids when they were young. And they start acting and thinking like a woman. And so that's why you must be born again of the spirit. Even a woman must be born of the father in order for her to overcome that angry nature. And it's not happening because women are not being told the truth, that they are evil, and it's been passed down from Eve to every woman until she's born again of the Father, and God would change her nature from evil to good. He would change her heart, and then they won't pass that on to the children. Look at how your mother, your children, mothers, the mother to your children. Look how she has no patience with the children. You see her yelling and impatient. You have to correct her because she has not forgiven her mother, so she became like her mother. And she's doing to your children exactly what your mother did to your father's children. Because Satan is the woman's God, and the God above is the man God. And that woman hates this image of God. That's why they hate men. They hate the image of God. They don't realize that's what it is. But women hate the men because they hate the image of God. What do you say to that?
I mean, I get your point. I just think that the whole dynamic between men and women, and I do think men should be more in a leadership position for sure. And I think that all of this is never going to work again, because when women say that they don't need men nowadays, they really don't. Collectively, they need men. They need a man. But when a woman, imagine a woman, I heard that's a career woman that makes, you know, $150,000 a year. She doesn't need a man to change her daughter. She can call a service company. She can hire someone to mow her grass. She doesn't really need a man. So the issue is, a lot of the women, I feel like this is, they don't need men, so they pick the ones they want, and they all think the same 10 or 20%. Yeah. And if you're in that group, your life is good. If you're not in that group, then your life ain't good, you know? And I just feel like it's okay for people to make mistakes, but it's not okay for everyone else to have to pay for your mistakes. So yeah. I feel like a lot of the people, you know, living off the government, raising, that's one thing. It's one thing if a mother and kids get government assistance, but some of these single moms that are producing men, they're producing grown men that want to live off the government.
Yeah.
And it's a vicious cycle, because I really do feel sorry for women to a degree, because when they say, oh, all these men out here are losers, they're lazy. Yeah, but most of them were raised by single women.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I've never, like, what it's crazy when I hear single moms, when you hear, you bring up the term single mom, they all get triggered and offended. Like, I don't get mad if people talk about deadbeat fathers, because I know I'm not one. So, but
that's a good point, man. That's a good point.
Most of the men that I know that are deadbeat fathers, almost every man that I know that's trying to be in his kid's life was raised by a father or had a father in his life.
Yeah.
Most of the men I know that are deadbeat fathers didn't have a dad in their life. Yeah. And so it really is a vicious cycle. And they grow up with the mindset of, well, I didn't have a dad growing up. I turned out okay. You'll be all right. Even though you didn't turn out okay, and he's probably not going to be all right. But that's their mindset.
You make a good point. And that's what's wrong with the blacks. You know how angry and nasty and mean the blacks are? They love to fight. They'll curse you out in a minute. They gossip. They'll destroy you. It's because they have the spirit of their mothers and they're yearning for their fathers. They become like what they hate. And that's why you see the black men, they act just like their mothers. They go off. A man is the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and he's supposed to lead you out of the darkness into the light because he represents God. Even if he's a beta man, beta male, he still represents God. He just a beta male and turned away from God. But a man's responsibility is to have perfect love and point you back to the Father. But because the fathers are not there, if they're there, the mother's controlling them as well. The black men act just like the black women. Have you noticed that?
In some cases, yeah. But here's the thing. It's not just the... Now, I guess black people tend to have more violent statistics of violent crime in this. But even nowadays, the single motherhood rate in the white community is going up drastically. And all communities is going up.
Yeah.
I think there's no solution to this until like a complete class of it. When women actually need men again is when they're going to start going back to their roles. But right now they don't need men. We've made a world where they don't need men. And because of that, they're going to pick the same 10 or 20. Why do you think, you have guys out here that have 5 baby moms?
Yeah.
Because these guys are getting chosen by the same women, But, if you're in that group, then your life is good. It's just a crazy dynamic with all the women out here. They think they're happy with more freedom, but half of them are on psych meds, and then half the men out here are drug addicts, alcoholics.
I promise you, the reason like that, they resent their mothers. They become like what they hate. And those women who act just like their mothers, they become like their mothers. And until they go and forgive their mother for what she's done, because generation after generation, mothers and grandmothers are doing it to the children. And until they go and say, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you, you couldn't help yourself. I realize you couldn't help yourself. God cannot forgive them, and they only going to get worse. And even though women are making money and they can physically afford to take care of themselves, they still cry at night because they're yearning for the love of a father. And no money, no position, nothing physical is going to change that. These so-called CEO women and all that, they still yearn for the father. And even men are yearning for their fathers. And it's not going to happen until they see that they have this anger and they must forgive their mothers so God can forgive them and return to the father. It's just not going to get better. It is abnormal for you human beings to have anger. It's abnormal for human beings to be depressed, lonely, suicidal, looking for love, anxiety and all that. That is an abnormal state for mankind, men and women. It's just that they have been turned away from God and Satan is their God. And that's the nature of the devil.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that also a lot of people are just bored. And today, life is too easy today. That's why, I like my son, like a lot of people say their kids are their motivation, right?
Right.
Well, my son and my daughter, they already have a better life than I had growing up. From they're taken care of. They get better food. They get to go to martial arts practices.
Right
dance class. You know, a lot of it is a lot of the stuff of life is just so easy now. People look for shit to bitch about, I think, as well. And I feel like a lot of women complain and they're not happy with the small things in life.
Make sure the mother of your children, don't let her yell at them or be impatient with them. And let the children see that you're standing up for them when the mother treats you that way and treat them that way. Because if they see the father tell the mother, no, don't yell at my children like that. Don't treat them like that. If there's a problem, let me know. And the kids would know that you love them, and they would stay close to you because they know you're protecting them from the spirit of the mother. And especially the Christian woman. The Christian woman is the worst. So make sure that you... make sure you correct her when she's being impatient with your children. That makes sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've had talks, but I mean, like I said, she's a great mother, and we don't have any problems or anything like that. But we've talked about stuff before.
Right on. Do you believe racism exists?
For sure, it does. But I think that it exists all around. I think the most hated people now are white people. I do agree with that, with your analogy of that. But I think it exists. But it's not like it used to be. I think some people are still living from 30, 40 years ago, when it was worse, or you say it wasn't even that much worse. I don't know.
It doesn't even exist.
But as a whole, I don't think it's the main determining factor in people's lives the way some people do.
Right. There's no such thing as racism. It's a spiritual battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities, right? In wicked places, is either you have love in your heart or you have hate. It has nothing to do with color, male or female. It's love or hate. And if you have anger, you have hatred in your heart. And God said you cannot trust an angry person. An angry person is wicked to the core. Words cannot express the depths of evil in an angry person. That's why we must be born again of God. So racism has never existed. It cannot exist, no such thing. The blacks were lied to when they told that it was racism. It's really hatred in the heart. And they don't want you to know that because you can only control an angry person. You cannot control a free person, a person who is not angry. So no such thing as racism. Did you want to respond to that?
I mean, I don't really know how to respond to that. I get it. I think your logic for sure.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense for sure.
Right.
Like on. I don't like my black friends sometimes will joke, haha, you're right. Like what I told him I was going on this podcast in one of my group texted him like, ha, I think you're straight racist. And I said, no, I'm just gonna clown on white liberals instead. So they'll probably laugh when they hear this. I mean, I don't agree with some people's logic. I don't agree with their logic necessarily, but I just think that there's bigger stuff in life to worry about than
that's
that.
That's right. And so you were familiar with my show, the FallenState.tv, and my radio show before you were invited to come on?
Yeah. I've watched you times the whole episodes and stuff, but I've watched a lot of your clips. Like your clips are just phenomenal. Went viral. My favorite one was the one with the white liberal dude Destiny. He called him a beta and told him he wasn't a man. That was my favorite.
Amazing. So I got to...
White people, especially like the white. This is why I guess poor. Like I come from the poor white community,
yeah.
And we hate white liberals. Like go tell a. Like they feel guilty for being white. They think they have a God complex. They think it's their job to save humanity. Go tell a poor white kid that grew up in a trailer park surrounded by meth heads and pedophiles that he has privilege and he's going to basically say, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, the majority of white liberals come from either rich or middle class families and their lives are easy and they don't live in reality. And that's what poor white people think about white liberals.
Do you love white people?
I mean, I love all people, but I mean, I don't love white liberals.
Do you love white people?
I mean, I guess some of them, not all of them.
Do you love white people?
Some of them, not all of them.
Is it possible to love some but not all? Is it possible to hate one person and not hate all? Is it possible to love some but not all?
How is that possible? I mean, I don't like. So I think some of them are evil. Some of them are evil. Like a lot of people pushing this. You know, it's funny. I never cared about politics when I was in my 20s. All I thought about was fighting, just fighting. I knew stats, numbers of this fighter did this in round 3 of this fight. And like, I just memorize the stuff, right? And then I got into politics when I started having kids. I don't know. I don't love some of these people that push all this rainbow mafia shit, this transgender shit. And like, I don't love these people. They're pedophile sympathizers.
So you say it is possible to love some, but not all?
Yeah, I think so.
Amazing. So listen, I got to put you on the hot seat, so I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
Yes, sir.
The hot seat.
What is love?
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
I don't know how to describe that. I don't know. I don't know.
Have you ever tasted
wanting good for other people? If you love someone, you want good for them, I guess.
Have you ever tasted something that was so good it made you want to slap your mama?
No. But I've tasted some good stuff. My mom cooked it, so my mom's an amazing cook.
So did you say yes or no? Have you ever tasted something that tasted so good it made you want to slap your mama?
Well, not quite that good.
Is the earth flat or round?
I don't have a clue. I don't know.
True or false? When she's crying, she's lying.
Most likely true.
Do we need more white babies?
Yes, but I didn't have white babies. My kids were mixed Hawaiian. So then, at least now, yeah. My kids are mixed Hawaiian.
Miss Hawaii, they're mixed?
They're me, yeah. My kid's mother's from Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Every July, we celebrate White History Month. July is White History Month. Will you celebrate White History Month in July?
4th of July. Yes, sir. I do celebrate 4th of July. I'm American.
You know, the whole month of July is White History Month.
I didn't even know that. So yeah. Maybe I'll celebrate this year, but I didn't know.
Yeah, I started White History Month 8 years ago, coming July. And so,
oh, you started me?
Yeah. And every year we celebrate White History Month. And do you know why July is White History Month? Do you know why?
Why is that?
What?
Why?
Because July just feels white. Doesn't July feel white?
Well, it's a lot of American living white people on the beach at lakes for 4th of July, for sure.
Vacation time, relax time, summertime. Isn't that white?
I guess, yeah.
Which is harder, getting a woman to admit she's wrong or catching a catfish with your hands?
When you get a woman to admit she's wrong.
Are UFOs real?
I don't know. I don't know, honestly. I think that a lot of it's like just government trying to put a smoke screen up for us to think about that shit so they can do something behind our back.
Is it ever okay to call a woman fat?
But maybe in some cases, yeah.
Should dual citizenship be made illegal?
Where they have it in both countries? If they're willing to pay, if they're paying and bringing good money and, you know, to the country, maybe, yeah, maybe it's okay.
Is it wrong for a black man to love the Confederate flag?
I mean, I think people can love whatever they want to.
Does a bear shit in the woods?
Yeah.
Which is worse, abortion or slavery?
Slavery.
True or false, sending your kid to a public school is child abuse?
I mean, I don't know, but I took my kid out of the public school for sure. He was in public school for 2 years, and he wasn't doing really good because he has this slight form of autism, and I'm able to put him in the private school. It's a very good, affordable, only $450 per month. And there's only 9 people in his class, so he gets more one-on-one. So
right on.
I'm going to put my kids, if I can, assuming I can afford it, I'm going to do that.
Right on. Did you have fun?
Yes, sir. Amazing.
Amazing. What? Thank you so much for taking on the hot seat. Thanks for coming on. Tell the folks how to get your website, your books, or whatever, your training process or whatever.
Yeah. My subscribe to my YouTube channel, please, James Vick MMA. I don't really talk about politics or anything like that, but I do talk about a lot about fighting and stuff like that. And so James Vick MMA for my YouTube and all my social medias. And I guess, the last thing I want to say is that the issue with Cain Velasquez again, I would love for, honestly, President Trump to pardon this man. He's a father that was trying to revenge the horrible things that were done to his son by a pedophile, and now he's in prison for 5 years and for it. And we need a harsher punishment for these criminals, and the good guys need to go free. So free Cain Velasquez, please.
Amazing. Thank you, man. Thanks again for coming on, and thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget that you can become a member of the Father State on YouTube by going to locals.com and joining us there. I do appreciate it. And check out Punchy's Coffee. Amazing coffee. I have my own coffee now. Go to jessaleepeterson.shop and like, follow, donate, subscribe. And if you'd like to see other people on this show, contact my producer@thefallestate.tv. Thank you all for coming on, tuning in. And thank you so much, man. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Right on. Take care now.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing.